Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us. We appreciate you coming along for the ride. The Kimberly Potter trial coming up. Couldn't help but notice that the court summoned 453 prospective jurors, 127 more than during the trial of Derek Chauvin. Georgia Fort is a citizen journalist and independent journalist. She was one of two pool reporters in yesterday's jury selection process. She joins us this morning. Hey, Georgia.
Good morning, Paul. Yes, I am.
Thank you. So what was your reaction yesterday to the events? I'm just curious, who was there from both families?
Yeah, well, Paul, I was one of two journalists in the courtroom yesterday, and the Dante Wright family was in the courtroom briefly for a short period in the morning and a short period in the afternoon. We did not see an appearance from anyone on the Potter family side.
So do you think a jury is going to be fully seated today? I mean, what based on what you saw yesterday, what are your expectations?
I think that's unlikely for that to happen today. Yesterday, 13 jurors were called in, 7 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon, and I believe we heard from 11 of them. 4 of them ended up being seated, including 2 white men, 1 white woman who was a retired teacher, and 1 Asian woman. Now, outside of that, in terms of diversity for this jury, we did hear from one potential black juror. He didn't want to serve. He was very concerned about his wife's health. She just underwent a double mastectomy. He also talked about safety concerns because he works at a jail. And he was concerned about his safety, you know, given this verdict comes out not guilty and how people might respond to that. There was one other black woman who was a part of that second panel of jurors. However, we didn't hear from her yesterday. They ran out of time, and so we'll be hearing from her this morning.
Georgia, what is the makeup of the jury so far? And I'm curious, how many strikes does each side have left?
So 2 white men, 1 white woman, and 1 Asian woman are seated on the jury so far. I will say there were some questions, however, Paul, because the defense attorney used the last names of 2 of the men who were seated. And so there are some questions there. One of them has already been identified on social media, the public already reaching out because the defense asked him to not only state where he worked, but also had him elaborate extensively on his participation in a rock band, even asking him the name of his band. And so there's some concerns about those two men and their identities being disclosed. I don't know if it's going to, you know, cause the judge to axe them later on in this process. But it sounds like they're going to potentially try to hear from 14 jurors a day and by December 8th be starting those opening statements.
Think we'll have a verdict yet this month or too soon to say? I guess we have no idea, right?
Yeah, it just kind of depends on how testimony goes. Judge Regina Chu did say in the courtroom yesterday that they hope to have a verdict in the case closed by Christmas Eve or before. But if it's not, she did ensure the jurors that they would not be on duty Christmas Eve through December 26th. So they would be picking up court proceedings on the 27th if it decides to go that long.
Georgia, you brought up the subject of safety. I understand there was an incident after the proceedings yesterday near the government center. What, a car drove through some protesters that were gathered there? Do we know anything more about that?
Well, I was on the elevator on my way out of the courtroom. I was actually in the elevator with Dante Wright's mother and father, Aubrey and Katie. I asked them, how did they feel like the day went? They described it as nerve-wracking. As I was walking out of the courthouse, I started receiving text messages that someone had just driven through the protest that was happening outside. I was able to track down some footage of that and view the incident for myself. There was a black vehicle that appeared to be a Prius being driven by a white male. And, you know, the street there in front of the courthouse was blocked off. And so they didn't have any traffic at that time going through the street. And so this individual intentionally drove past marshals, drove past a barricade, and intentionally drove into a crowd. Luckily, I haven't heard any reports of injuries. However, protesters were able to get the license plate of that vehicle. But, you know, the conversation, Paul, that this sparked was, you know, the recent verdict in the Rittenhouse trial where you had this individual going and attacking protesters who was found not guilty. And so folks are very vigilant right now in Minneapolis and concerned that there may be continuous counter protests or attacks against protesters throughout the duration of this trial.
Well, hopefully cooler heads will prevail as due process takes place, and hopefully we'll have a verdict yet this month. How can we cover, how can we follow your coverage on Twitter, Georgia?
Absolutely. You can follow me at ByGeorgiaFork, and I will actually be live streaming the trial in its entirety on my Facebook page.
Well, I track you. That sounds bad. I don't stalk you, but I follow you on Twitter, and you always have great analysis, great perspective. Independent journalist, local journalist, Georgia Ford, thanks for coming on this morning.
Thank you, Paul. Have a wonderful day.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye. Traffic and weather up next.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's
Awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.